So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Have you ever seen a movie where there's like a mild-mannered guy, but then it turns out he's got a secret past and he's good at fighting?
Yeah, multiple times over the last 10 years.
Right. Okay, well, I got another one.
Oh, boy!
So we're gonna meet this guy, Marvin, who's a super good real estate agent. He's got his face all over billboards and benches.
Rubbing your face on a public bench is tight!
No, it's like a photo of him to promote his real estate work.
Oh, so he's not sniffing these things at all?
He's not, no. So turns out this is a new life he started for himself, because he used to be an assassin for a criminal organization.
Wouldn't it then make sense for him to have a job where his face isn't all over town?
Hey, shut up. So one day this lady, Rose, from his past sends love cards to him and all the bad guys.
Okay.
But the thing is, Marvin was supposed to kill Rose back in the day, but he didn't do it.
Why not?
Because they were in love.
Ew, how are we gonna show that?
They're just gonna tell us.
Oh, classic move, tell, don't show.
Yeah, you can just straight up have characters say things in voiceovers. It makes this job so much easier for me.
Nice. So hey, so we get two actors with amazing chemistry for Marvin and Rose?
Chemistry? I don't know, that sounds kind of dangerous. We'd have to have a chemist on set, make sure nothing goes wrong.
Oh yeah, that does sound complicated.
Okay, no chemistry it is then. So what's the deal with Rose? What does she want?
Well, she wants her old life back because she's tired of being in hiding.
And why now?
She says because it's Valentine's Day, so why not?
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I was thinking we'd release this around Valentine's Day, so I'd just shove a bunch of references in there.
Sounds kind of ham-fisted.
Well, sir, how can anything be ham-fisted if pigs have hooves and can't make fists?
You're making a lot of sense today.
So anyway, this assassin Raven comes to Marvin's office and they get in a big old fight and he knocks Raven unconscious.
Oh boy.
But then later, Marvin's assistant Ashley is gonna read from Raven's poetry book and they're gonna fall in love
because it's Valentine's Day.
Exactly, that's one of the things I'm ham-hoofing in.
Amazing.
So then Marvin goes home, but there are these other two assassins there, so they fight.
Very exciting.
And one of the assassins is having some problems with his marriage
because it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Oh, you mean like the story?
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, no, I'm getting to it. I just thought it might be nice to shove kind of a lot of side stories into this thing.
Oh, okay, so this is gonna be like a pretty long movie.
83 minutes including credits.
That's shorter than some episodes of premium TV.
Yeah, but it's gonna cost a lot more to watch it.
Nice.
So eventually, we're gonna meet Marvin's crime boss brother, Knuckles.
He's from Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, different Knuckles. And he has this conversation with this sweet, sweet man, Cliff, who's kind of like Marvin's real estate mentor. Real good guy.
That's nice.
So Knuckles stabs him in the eye with a boba straw, and blood shoots out of the straw, and he dies.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, is this whole movie graphic like that?
Oh, no, just this one scene where there's innocent sweet man dies.
Jeez.
Anyway, so Marvin and Rose finally meet up, and by now he's been stabbed through the hand and the shoulder.
Is that gonna affect him in any way?
Oh, absolutely not.
Great.
So the both of them hide out at one of Marvin's properties that he's trying to sell.
Okay.
But Rose keeps saying hiding isn't living every 5 minutes, so she takes off.
Why?
Because hiding isn't living.
Got it.
And all those assassins are gonna show up at this house, and there's gonna be another big fight.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, and Marvin's main real estate competitor's gonna show up and help him, because turns out he's like a black belt, so he's gonna try to help Marvin out.
Wow, that's really nice and brave of him.
And he's gonna get shot in the head, and there's gonna be a huge gaping hole in the back of his skull, and you're gonna see through it into the brains and all the mush and stuff, then he's gonna fall and die.
Okay, why are only the super innocent characters getting extremely gruesome deaths like this?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So then Marvin goes to meet up with Rose, who's trying to take down Knuckles and his crew.
Uh-oh, gonna be tough for them to take him down.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, after they take down a couple of guys, it turns out that Rose had already called some Russian mafia people, so they show up and take Knuckles away.
Oh, it's like a deus ex machina.
I think it's pronounced deus.
No, I know. It's just that this one, you know, it's a little shitty.
That kind of hurts my feelings.
So then Rose and Marvin get back together, and you know that assassin that was having marriage problems? It turns out that's gonna be okay. They're gonna work it out.
Okay.
Sorry, do you want me to feel happy for this guy that just blew an innocent guy's head off? I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this.
Hey, shut up. And then Raven gets with Ashley, and Rose and Marvin share a little kiss, but we're gonna cut to credits so fast, you're barely gonna see it.
Good call. We don't want to risk any chemistry.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a movie.
It is.
Oh, you know who we could get to play Rose?
Tell me.
You know that actress who won the Academy Award for West Side Story? Her agent's been after me for us to put her in our next John Wicky thing. Great guy. Got kicked in the head by a horse. I forget her name, though.
Ariana DeBose, hasn't she been doing kind of a lot of flops like that movie ISS?
Yeah.
And that movie Wish?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And that movie Argyle?
Yeah.
And that movie Kraven the Hunter?
Okay, yeah, her agents booked nothing but flops for her since the award, but doesn't that mean she's due for a hit?
I guess, yeah.
Wait, did you say her agent was kicked in the head by a horse?
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.